Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah. We're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to a Patreon exclusive episode of Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And okay, I'm seeing Gary and Teresa. I'm starting to see it.
Ew. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What?
I'm
so ew. Sorry.
I'm oh sorry. My not God. Ew. Sorry. That was so dramatic. I'm sorry. I just don't. I mean, I see it because we definitely like Teresa more after this episode. The editors mm-hmm. did a great job in packaging yes. Teresa up real nice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But
not the ill though, girl. Jesus.
I know. I'm so sorry, Teresa. I'm sorry.
So here's how I'm feeling. Because I'm really seeing their connection. As you said, they packaged her up in a, we got to see more of her, like as a person, not mm-hmm. just as a competitor in this process,
yeah. Yeah.
which we hadn't really seen before. I mean, they had a one-on-one date like forever ago. And then since then, it's just been like drama. We've been looking at Teresa as kind of like, a character within the drama yes. of the process.
Right.
So I see everything that Gary's talking about. She is very warm. She represents definitely safety. I think I want to give her more grace in thinking that the process really got to her when she mm-hmm. was in the house yapping mm-hmm. too much and just in her feelings and not really having anyone really to turn to. So she's just talking into the void and Kathy's there and hearing it and it's like pissing her off. Mm-hmm. But I do like them together. I like that they have the shared understanding of loss. I do think her life is super flexible mm-hmm. in that she's, which we learned from her career, she can kind of do whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think she's also probably more similar to Tony yeah. than Leslie.
Yeah.
And that brings Gary, I would think at this age, at 70, 71, I don't want too much to rock the cradle. I want somebody that's mm-hmm. going to slide right into my life. I don't want it to shake up too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she seems more like that character, that fitting, like even personality wise mm-hmm. for Gary, it's not going to be too much for him to try to compromise or understand. And I think with Leslie, she's a little bit more challenging, not in mm-hmm. a huge way or in a really bad way, but she's just
yeah I don't think so yeah
more different than Tony is. I think that safety yeah. that he keeps saying with Teresa mm-hmm. is almost like a just a familiar feeling, which is bringing yeah. him a sense of safety, which is kind of yeah. what you want when you're like 72, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
So that was my first thought.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm less on the fence or like, oh, God, like team...
anyone but Teresa?
Yeah, like I was team Faith all the way. And then I was I don't know who the hell I'm going to choose between Leslie and Teresa. But now I'm more open to Teresa for sure. I think I always kind of liked mm-hmm. Leslie, but more open to Teresa. And then my other thought was, I think the weeks of us watching them make out prepared us for this episode where they are talking about sex.
Wow.
Because you saw the way the host even shuddered.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's real.
Oh my God. He was speechless.
He was speechless.
And they could have redone that.
I know.
Speechless.
he left it in. But yeah. that's all of us. Like, we just the thought of our parent, grandparent, anybody older in a sexual manner makes us like mm-hmm. cower and like, ooh. And mm-hmm. I think all these weeks of watching them make out made me feel less uncomfortable mm-hmm. in today's mm-hmm. episode. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just think I just love the conversation that it brings around old people, older people, seniors mm-hmm. being sexual beings too. Yeah. And mm-hmm. we are the ones that have to get over it and get over ourselves yeah. and feeling uncomfortable around it, because we are going to be that age too. And we also want to keep having sex and be sexual beings. Yep. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And mm-hmm. so, I don't know. I was just happy this episode, just for all three of them. We don't know what happened in the fantasy suites. If they had yeah. sex, I'm happy for whatever went down mm-hmm. because it did make me kind of sad to think about, you know, when you reach past a certain age, particularly mm-hmm. if your spouse dies, mm-hmm. are you ever going to have sex again?
Yeah,
like,
your sex appeal is like vanished. Yeah.
Your sex appeal and your sex life might completely yeah. vanish unless mm-hmm. you're paying for it. You know, like, unless you're literally paying for it.
Yeah.
I mean, 70-year-olds aren't out here at the clubs meeting each other and taking each other home. So,
well, girl, just, maybe at the lounges.
You maybe at the lounges.
Daddy's
or the club.
At the lounges. Okay. I don't discount them.
But are they bringing home the 70-year-old? No, they're probably bringing home some young thing.
Max.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, particularly for the women, just thinking like how your mm-hmm. sex life can just completely Definitely die brilliant. Off, which yeah. is so mm-hmm. sad. Like the idea of never having sex again. Mm-hmm. And I just felt just delighted for them that they get this opportunity to yeah. like very yeah. kosherly enjoy some physical intimacy mm-hmm. in this like controlled space without cameras. And, mm-hmm. Something we don't talk about often. It's a conversation we kind of like dismiss because we're so uncomfortable about the idea of talking about older people having sex. But I think, mm-hmm. yeah, I was prepped for this episode all mm-hmm. season long, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what I'm excited to talk about this episode is kind of a deep question. I don't even know if either one of us are capable or like qualified to answer this, but definitely something I would love to hear from people. The question of, should shared trauma be considered incompatibility? So that makes me think of Teresa and Gary. They both have a shared trauma in losing a spouse. And it's definitely something that's giving Teresa like extra bonus points. And it's something that's helping Gary feel more comfortable with her and see her as a compatible partner. Should that shared trauma be considered when evaluating a person for compatibility? Or is that mm-hmm. something that is more like a nice to have and you really shouldn't consider it? So yeah, hoping we can talk about that.
Yeah, see what we come that's up an with. Interesting one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, because it's almost like, should trauma bonding be allowed when it comes mm-hmm. to a romantic connection? And mm-hmm. should it be points if you're... Mm-hmm.
Should you get points for it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are my thoughts, friend. I just dove right in.
Friend, yeah, no thinking? Problem. I love
What's
it.
Your initial thoughts? What do you want to talk about?
I just have two very kind of like surface level ones, and then I have a very sciencey question for our sciencey listeners. So Leslie is so cautious and so smart about how she moves, because I keep forgetting this lady was married twice.
Twice. I keep forgetting it too. She reminded me this episode. I was like, oh shit, she's done this.
Yes.
Twice before marriage.
Twice.
Yeah.
And then he's going on TV to try again. That is so brave. Oh my God.
Yeah.
For her to just continue to try and look for love and try and take a chance.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media, just the over accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, mm-hmm. the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me, it's been really stressing me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R. Dance on engagement on television after doing it twice and not successfully.
Successfully, yeah.
Woo! Oh my gosh. So her being cautious, even with the stuff he says. What did he say? Like, he said, like, you're my wife or some stupid shit today.
He was saying a lot with the, you're my girl. You're the one. You're it.
One's the crazy. He was saying craziness. And she was like, And I appreciate that because I never thought that. And last week, and my heart was broken when Faith went home.
I know. Yeah.
So I appreciate Leslie being cautious in her fantasy suite date and in her conversations with Gary.
For sure. Yeah.
That's my first thought. Second thought is so minor, but I just had to say it. Teresa still working explains so much about her fashion sense.
Oh.
Because she's probably still surrounded by people who are younger than her.
Yeah. It seems like she's in a very young industry or space or something.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. She probably... she loves a Daisy Duke. She loves a Daisy Duke and a little bodysuit.
She loves the all-in-one.
She loves, bitch, that black romper, that black.
When she came out in that cotton black spaghetti strap romper, I was like, she got this from Shein.
Straight up. Straight up. It was cute, too. It was really cute. This cute little, like, nightwear romper. I was like, okay, Teresa. Her little cakes out.
With her little Debbies out on television. And she explains so much. As soon as she said, like, oh, I'm still working, I was like, that's why you dress like that. Because people are probably telling her, oh, you're a size 2. You can still fit into this, you Teresa. Let me send you a link to this, and this. Oh, it's really nice to work with younger people who don't consider you to be, like, too old to fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And I feel like she works in that environment, and... I love that for her. I really do like that.
Same. I honestly love the way she dresses, because at 70, you can go either way. You can start wearing muumuus and little floral gowns.
Full caftan, which I plan on.
Full.
So heavy. Me and Chris talk about it all the time.
Just putting on tents and walking around.
All the time. We'll go into stores and be like, which fedora you want? Which caftan you want? All the time.
Oh my God. Not the fedora. Oh God. But yeah, that's how we think of, like, our grandmother, the older person. Like, they gotta start wearing tents and just cover up. And she's like, you know what? I got my cute little waist and I feel youthful. I'm gonna put on my little shorts. Who says I can't? You know what I mean?
So
go ahead, Teresa.
And then for the lesson learned that I want to talk about is, how much do your endorphins decrease when you're older? And how does that affect sex and your attachment to a person as you get older?
Oh.
Because, number one, all three of these people, it's been a year or more since they've had sex with another person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was wondering a lot about their hormonal levels when they have sex and afterwards, because after you have sex, you have this burst of endorphins and serotonin and hormonal energy mm-hmm. that attaches you to the person. And I wonder mm-hmm. how strong those are as you get older, if they decrease, if they increase, if you mm-hmm. even have like access to as many of them. So this is mm-hmm. really a question for our incredibly genius listeners that I know y'all yes. listening. You guys are so fucking smart and fantastic and amazing. So please yes. email us. It's more of an email call out. I tried mm-hmm. to do a little bit of research, but mm-hmm. I would love to know from any kind of like psychological professional. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say after that? I think that's it. But yeah. In your relation to your lessons learned, I mm-hmm. also, on the side, want to kind of talk about this. We, as a duo, hate okay. when someone picks, oh, they feel like home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just right? that phrase. I hate it. I'm so over it.
I know. Yeah. And I think it's because the location of the homes of the people that we're speaking of. But I think, is that necessarily a good thing when you're someone like Gary and you'd really want another Tony?
Yeah.
Like you were talking about. Right. That made me think of it. Like, damn, mm-hmm. is that actually, though, like actually a very good solution
mm-hmm.
for you
mm-hmm.
to pick somebody who feels way more familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Not to shake up the pot too much.
Nope.
Particularly since he was married to Tony for 40 something years. He mm-hmm. has a style mm-hmm. of love. He has a way he mm-hmm. likes to be loved, like that you probably don't want to compromise or change or relearn too much at this age, yeah. you know? So right. that's a good question. If that is more the acceptable goal when you're this old and you're trying to find love again, just go for yeah. what feels the most familiar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we saw on this episode, there's a commercial. Do you want to be on the next Golden Bachelor?
Mm-hmm.
Send in your so I'm like, damn, is this a new formula? Is this part of the new rules? Like mm-hmm. that you have to feel like home to the other person?
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
interesting. Just something that you made me think of as you were talking. I was mm-hmm. like, damn. I wonder if that's gonna be actually a positive thing when we always view it as very negative.
I know. Yeah, we'll see in terms of who he chooses. Like
mm-hmm.
I think that's gonna be the core reason. If he chooses Teresa, I think that's gonna be the big part of it. He wanted something very, yeah. very familiar and feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
And if mm-hmm. it's Leslie, he wants something different. That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose.
See you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.